Greetings, you guys out there, Radio Land. Again, Uncle Jeff here in the house for another edition of Route 78 West. Show you guys have been listening to for a while, Lottie, and some of you know we switch around times. And my old pal Loki there, he usually has a hard time getting his butt out of bed in time to show up. So we'll see what time he gets here. This morning I got a good show. Kind of was thinking about this. I've been working in my shop quite a bit, listening to a whole bunch of these discs that one of our listeners sent us. Over the years, had this great listener, Ted, that has been sending unmarked packages, and they come in my mailbox when I need them the most. And it's kind of fun because this round of stuff, last one I got, was probably one of the best ones I had. And so it made me go back through all these ones we've been getting since... God, we've been getting these discs. What do you think, Loki? Look who's just rolled into the studio here.
Well, I'm just really excited about the All Ted All the Time Ted Show, or the Ted Retrospective, or the Ted-respective.
Actually, we're going to call the show Totally Ted.
Totally Ted.
Excuse me.
A Ted-respective in sound.
Yes, and actually the deal with Ted is he remains anonymous to us, and you know, we got a lot of great listeners out there. We've had all kinds of people talk to us, you know, shows, calls, kind of stuff, and a lot of guys get this show, and you know, they like the mix of the spaghetti western trucker songs, surf, western, hard cowboy songs, and you know, the modern stuff that somehow relates to it. And one of the things that's really cool with these TED discs that have been coming, they come in usually a plain piece of paper, just like white paper folded over to make it look like a square envelope, and it's taped up, and two stamps, sometimes postage due, Ted, if you're listening. And
we don't mind, Ted.
I don't mind a bit. And basically all I can tell is there's a postmark from Denver, and then on the envelope in some kind of handwriting, so you can't read it at all, it says Ted Boulder. So
just so you know, we are hoping on exploring the roots of this enigma tonight. So far we do have some clues. We know Ted is in Denver, and we've got a handwriting sample. We'll be running some analysis on that, and also coming up with some alternate theories on who this mysterious masked man Ted may be.
This is actually very interesting because some of you don't know this, but Milkman Dan, who is one of our pals here at Radio 1190, his dad worked for the FBI, so we're on it. we're going to start one out now. This is probably the one that I think Loki had the most shock when we played this, and since he's just rolling into the studio, let's see if we can shock him some more. This is coming from an older disc. You know, last night I was working away, sawing some wood in the shop, and listening to this one, I just thought, God, this is one of my favorites. These discs, again, have been coming over for the last 5 years, and today all we're going to do is feature selections from some of the TED discs that have come in the mail. They always come with a couple great surprises, and this one here, I don't know, don't call us. Just remember this was made a long time ago. Here it is. Slap her down again, Paul. This is Esmeralda and her Novelty Band.
Oh, Esmeralda.
Ma and Pa was so darn sore, they woke me up one night. I heard some awful cussing, and Ma said Pa was right. They was a waiting sister, Bess, who hadn't kept her word. Sun came up as Bess came in, and this is what I heard. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Oh, yes, they slapped my sister Bessie. They sure did slap, slap, slap her on the chin. Oh, how they slapped my sister Bessie. When she got down, she couldn't get up again. One day to meet that traveling salesman with city slicking ways. We ran and stood beside the road with shotguns by our side. Me and Deacon Paul and Ma, who yelled as they came by. Slap her down again, Paul, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Paul, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Paul, slap her down again. Now Ma and Pa, they planned for Bess to marry Deacon Brown, and not that traveling salesman who always came around. They made poor Bessie go to church, her face was mighty red. So the deacon took one look at her, and this here's what he said. Slap her down Yes, they slapped my sister Bessie. They sure did slap, slap, slap her on the chin. Oh, how they slapped my sister Bessie. When she got down, she couldn't get up again. Poor Bess, she sure had a red face.
Radio 1190 does not advocate violence of any kind. You are listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. Here's a DJ Blues coming from Hank Harrell, 1958.
I'm an old disc jockey, got the DJ Blues, got a way low feeling that I just can't lose. I spin records all day and half the night. How the people carry on, well, it just ain't right. Well, I got a letter in the mail today. It said, "Dear Hank, will you please play a tune for my honey with eyes of blue? No name at the bottom, just you know who." 19 cards and a letter that said, "I wish to heck that you drop dead. You don't ever play anything but corn. Sit around all day and toot your horn. Now looky here, friends, that just ain't true. I do my best to get along with you. Just write me a letter and be real nice. I'll play your song, maybe play it twice." Said, "Dear friend, why don't you dig a hole and then fall in? I won't stand for that. I'm telling you folks, I'd leave today, but I'm flat broke. I'm sorry, friends, but that's the way I feel. There ain't no money in this here deal. Gonna quit spending records, you can take it from me. Gonna get me a good job in TV. I'm only kidding, I want you to know. I make some money and a little bit of dough. Come on at 2 and I'm off at 4. Play country and western and a little bit more. But there ain't no use in me working so hard. Got a catfish hole in my backyard. So grab your pole and come along with you. I'll see you tomorrow along about 2.
Well, I'm just a post on which you lean. There for your love, just a go-between. Change of a heart that can't be free. The image of a man I thought I'd be. Alone so long, it's free. Nothing but blues for company. Oh, well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. They'll start dragging the river for me.
Thank you. she's got that. Sure has got that loving touch. Baby, can she strut her stuff? Not what she says, but what she'll do. Talks to boys to Bill and Coo. She's a ding-dong mama from Tennessee. Boy, she sure made a wreck of me. Now when we go out to a dance, baby, how that gal can prance. Shakes it here, then she shakes it there. Then she shakes it everywhere. So if you ever saw her shake, you would think that it would break. She's a ding-dong mama from Tennessee. Boy, she sure made a wreck of me. Up on my knee, I feel my rib crack, gosh, oh, gee. When she up and starts a truck, you say that gal sure knows her stuff. She doesn't even seem to care for the fellows standing there. She's a ding-dong mama from Tennessee. And boy, she sure made a wreck of me. Now she's the hottest mama in the town. She'll make grandpa turn upside down. Shakes it here, then she shakes it there. Then she shakes it everywhere. She gets you need the stars above. Baby, how that gal can love. She's a ding-dong mama from Tennessee. Boy, she sure made a wreck of me. He's the only one. She just having lots of fun. Sure has got that loving touch. Baby, she sure knows her stuff. Not what she says, but what she'll do. Talks to boys to Bill and Coo. She's a ding-dong mama from Tennessee. And boy, she sure made a wreck of me.
Down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa. Her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was. She said Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. If she had a beau, she said yes, quite a few. But still I started courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? She said, indeed I do. Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swapped my horse and dog for you. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I'm admitting Iowa, I owe a lot to you. Cause I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on my sweet Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, there ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Yo. your lady.
Hello. Yeah, all the dogs are going crazy now.
I ain't swapping my dog and horse for no one.
That's love right there, Sioux City Sue. I'd swap my horse and dog. It's kind of a wholesome yet kinky song. I'm going to rope and tie her up. I'll use my old lasso. That's definitely the best version of Sioux City Sue, and I appreciate that one. And
that's
right,
a fairly modern sentiment.
Right before, right. Well, I don't know, man. Some of these things are just timeless, I've been told. And then another one that was kind of in the same theme and the same key with a similar riff before that, too.
It was the same song, Ding Dong Mama from Tennessee. That was Jimmy Myers, coming from 1952. And then in the middle of that, right in the middle, was one of the ones I think that I love this song, actually, the DJ Blues. It's Hank Harrell, and it really does sum up kind of the frame of mind. Sometimes we roll into the studio and try to do your show and make it fun. But we got a listener out here who's sent us stuff for a long time, Ted, and we don't know anything else about him. And today we're just featuring all the tracks from a lot of these different discs. They've been coming since like 2001, a long time back. And usually come when you most need them and you think maybe the guy's kind of gotten bored with us, or, you know, I played the wrong songs and something like that. But
is that a plea for more CDs in the mail?
Yeah, they come when they need to. And that's, you know, I mean, I'm grateful. This has been one of the funner things about doing this show, Loki, for us.
Well, the fun thing has been meeting this, through the mail, this mysterious Ted figure who seems to really understand the show, but just all the feedback we get from the listeners, because, again, I think we have an extremely educated and interesting and sometimes even quirky and eccentric listening base, and it's always nice to get some feedback back and make it all kind of part of the community on the show here.
Yeah, and the good thing is people are pretty tolerant. I hear about things like, you know, somebody heard one of these kind of new folk kind of style songs that we do sometimes, and you know, you hear about something and they go, yeah, I really like that. That turned me on to that artist, and that's hopefully what we're doing. So today we're not asking for money. We sound like we are. Got one here, speaking of radio songs. One of my speculations right now about Ted is he may be about 45, 40, somewhere in there. And I'm thinking he's been around town in Boulder because he knows some of these songs that were really important in the early days of the Western movements here in, you know, Boulder in the 70s and 80s. And one we're going to play you right now is the Radio Boogie. It's L.C. Smith, Ralph Mayo, and the Southern Mountain Boys. And 1953 is when the original came, but this was a song that was done by Hot Rise, and Red Knuckles played live and played on the that other station, KGNU, back when it used to be good. So
that's some interesting sleuthing there, Gumshoe. But Holmes, some of your cues may be wrong. I mean, he does seem to know a lot about music from that era. But our FBI handwriting analyses has just come in, and they're assuming he's possibly a 14-year-old wunderkid from Germany, or else the great-grandson of Roy Acuff. So I could be off there, but we're going to have to explore this mystery further.
We also think he may be a recidivist punk, because he's included some Agent Orange surf music, and
hot
that's
dog.
What, you know, there's a spectrum here that I don't know. I could sit down and we'd probably talk for hours. So here it is, Radio Boogie from L.C. Smith, Ralph Mayo, and the Southern Mountain Boys.
Well, I bought me a hat and an old guitar. I made a down payment on a second-hand car. I got me a job on the radio. Now I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a bow to do the Radio Boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick, a red hot lick, a Tennessee style. Comes up, I'm gonna cart from the jug, gonna take a look. The sun keeps shining, gonna plow the corn. If it starts to rain, I'll grind it in the barn to the Radio Boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick, a red hot lick, a Tennessee style. What you doing, honey? Are you all alone? Come on over and air it so, and we both do the boogie by the radio. Do the Radio Boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick, a red hot lick, a Tennessee style.
got me a job in the hillbilly band. I got brand new clothes and money to spend. Everybody yells everywhere we play. Do the radio boogies, all they can say. Do the radio boogies all on the dial. With a solid kick, a red hot lick, a Tennessee style.
Oh, let's see what we got. Oh, Speedy. Speedy West, a steel guitar time here. One called the Blue Bonnet Rag. Let her go. Easy there, Speed. Easy. When you quit that, shut your motor off. It's still running over there.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love while stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace. Just for a tender while, I kissed a smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way.
from over the sea.
That's Barnacle Bill, the sailor.
I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
That's Barnacle Bill, the sailor.
I'll sail the seas until I croak. I'll fight and swear and drink and smoke, but I can't swim a bloody stroke.
That's Barnacle Bill, the sailor.
You in. I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in, cried the fair young maiden.
Well, hurry before I bust in the door.
Barnacle Bill the Shitter.
I'll rear and tear and rant and roar.
Barnacle Bill the Shitter.
I'll spin your yarns and tell your lies. I'll drink your wine and eat your pies. I'll kiss your cheeks and black your eyes.
Barnacle Bill the Shitter.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
You are not listening to Sunday morning cartoons on the movie channel or whatever.
Oh, you
actually
might as well be.
You're listening to Route 78 West, but Barnacle Bill, that's one of the cornier ones, but also a classic if there ever was, the early days of 78s. And that was kind of fun. That's coming from one of these Ted discs. Again, this whole show is totally Ted.
That one would actually kind of match up well with the Slapper Down Again, Pa. Kind of similar thematically, stylistically, and somehow finding humor in uncouth roughness, I guess you could say.
It also fits, probably temporally, as in time. And that was Bix Beiderbecke and Hoagy Carmichael Orchestra, sans Hoagy Carmichael.
Well, what's the point of that,
yeah,
I wonder?
But definitely kind of fun. Some of these things, for me, one of the great things about getting these discs in the mail is there are tracks on these that I've never heard, and that's kind of makes you explore and check out other kinds of things. So that was a fun one there. And then what did we play before that there? We played South of the Border. That's what we played.
Roy Smack there.
And his Serenaders. And that's coming from 1940. And that's going out for my brother, who is down south of the border.
Where is he about now?
He's near Puerto Vallarta. I think he's getting ready to come back on the airplane tomorrow.
Oh, he's down south in that area where there's evidently some decent scuba diving. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and there's also girls. So anyway, and the music ends at that point. I don't know. We were talking about a couple other things while we were doing the show, as sometimes happens, so I'm not really sure what's going on. I have one here. I wanted to illustrate kind of the gamut that
Would that be a fancy pronunciation of gamut?
Is that how it's said? I thought gamut was...
Well, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I call it Route 78 West, and you call it Route 78 West, and we've never reconciled that after 6 years, so why start now?
Well, we'll probably just have to get a divorce. But
yeah, you say tomato, and I say Prego canned sauce. You know,
it's part of the eclectic mix of being from different parts of the country. I always thought the United States should become different states, should just put together smaller countries.
And see, you are like a rebel. Look at this guy.
Let's not get into my politics here. We're trying to speculate a little about Ted's politics, but that's later in the thing here. Here's a track. I just wanted to play this because I really enjoy the spectrum of stuff, and this is a spectrum of our show for you guys out there. This is a track I'd never heard at all, and I actually only know a little classical music because I'm kind of weak in that area. That's one area that, you know, it's careful stuff, but it's, you know, sometimes classical players can't even improvise. You want to spank them. So this thing I heard here, though, is something that I really thought was great. It's the Baronics is the name of the band, and it's coming a track here called Get Bach off that album. 1996, to give you a time reference, and it's called Rondo Al Turca. It's a Mozart track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a chart-topping genre right there. Western mariachi ska. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's taken over all the clubs.
You're not
days.
Listening to the reggae show here on Radio 1190. That's Bonanza Sky, obviously related to us only because of the Bonanza. And
tomato,
you say Bonanza.
Tomato,
yeah,
potato,
and then,
potato.
I think that look, Don't Bury Me in the Lone Prairie, done that way, is also hot. That's Carlos Malcolm and his Afro-Jamaican rhythm, 1965, so it's not recent.
Wow.
And coming from one of these great little Mystery Ted discs that come in the mail periodically, and that was one there that I just started cracking up when I heard it. So we had a little surf set to show you some of the spectrum here. Right before that was the Aqua Velvets with Spanish Blue. Pretty sweet track there in its own right, coming from a long time back. Not that long time back, just a little bit of back. And right before that, the one that I thought was probably the most interesting attempt at doing classical music I think I've ever heard, that was Rondo Alturca, written by W.A. Mozart.
Oh, I don't know. Slayer does a nice version of Bach that I've heard.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for that. Johnny Trash, who comes on after me, would know more about Slayer. So anyway, that's the story, and we got something here coming up, kind of fun. We're going to move back
indeed.
Into the genre a little.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are thanking Ted for sending all the discs in. I want to make a quick mention, because every once in a while someone comes up to me and says, oh, my grandpa's got a bunch of old 78s. Do you want them? And I say, well, you know, make a list of titles and send them our way, and then we'll see if there's some stuff we want. We'll help you get it onto CD, and you can have them back and have a CD copy, and we'll play them on the show. So let us know. Get in touch with us through the website, Route78West.com. But I want to let you know about a show that's coming up. It's going to be happening November 12th up at Oscar Blues Brewery, and they're going to be welcoming the one-of-a-kind legend, Reverend Billy Seawertz. And every once in a while, when we feel on this program that we need to inject something a little more churchy, we play something from the good Reverend. And here's one Ted sent us. It's a real darn hoot. And Billy Wertz Jr. is a hot boogie piano player, the likes of,
Jelly Roll Morton.
No, I was thinking something a little hotter, thinking more Great Balls of Fire than that.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
That's the one. But he also is sort of a stand-up comedian at the same time.
Thelonious Monk.
Apparently he can play a hot piano with his hand coming through the fly of his pants, and he likes to hoot and holler and tell some good stories. And this one, he's going to try and save your soul. So I think that's about enough, except to say that he's combining two great American pastimes, church-going revivals and professional wrestling.
I think you're talking around 78 West favorites here.
We've got that sleeper hold on Satan and the body slam on sin. I thought my life was counted out, but then Jesus tagged on in. Now the devil is fading fast with the heavenly arm locked under the chin. Got the sleeper hold on Satan and the body slam on sin. When I was a little girl, Mama was full of information. She said, your life is just like a wrestling match. There's no disqualification. See, the devil's just like a dirty wrestler that uses every trick he's got. And your soul is like a championship belt, and he wants him a title shot. And when he gets you in the ring, you can bet it won't be a fake. He'll come at you from every angle that he can, every cheap shot he's gonna take. He might use a foreign object or pull you by the hair. And be sure to guard down below the belt, cause it loves to get you down there. We've got that sleeper hold on Satan and the body slam on sin. I thought my life was counted out, friends, and Jesus tagged on in. Now the devil is fading fast with the heavenly arm locked under the chin. Got the sleeper hold on Satan and the body slam on sin. Oh, pin him now! And neighbors, mommies and daddies, little boys and girls, hamsters and gerbils, and manic depressive heavy equipment operators everywhere. You know, the other night I was sitting at home in the world headquarters of the First House of Polyester Worship, watching the television, and I came upon one of those rock
videos so popular with the kids these days. And my stomach churned in disgust as I saw young nubile teenage buttocks twitching in anticipatory gyrations to the demonic rhythms of a heavy metal band. And friends, I fell asleep with lust on my mind. And as I lay there dreaming, I dreamed that my soul was being portrayed as the championship match on a Saturday morning wrestling show, and they were interviewing the devil, and he was saying this.
You know, Billy Wirt, you're just in a long line of mortals that are trying to take my title away from me. There was Jimmy Lee Swagger. There was Brother Jim Baker. None of them could get the job done, and you, redheaded geek, you, you're not going to get the job done either. I'm the Prince of Darkness. I'm the man with all the power. I'm the man that's going to defeat you, brother. I've got the fires of hell stoked, and they're red hot. Billy Wirt, I'm coming.
And friends, I woke up in a cold sweat, and I was sore afraid. But then a gentle voice said, Billy, Jesus is the champion in life's eternal bout. He's watched you in the preliminaries. Now for the big one, he'll be there to help you out. You see, your prayers are just like push-ups in his glorious heavenly gym. And when your soul is on the ropes, this could be it for Reverend Billy Wirt, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, when your soul is on the ropes, he's reaching for the tag. Yes, when your soul is on the ropes. Wait a minute, wait a minute. He's reaching, he's made the tag. Here comes Jesus into the ring. Jesus with the right, Jesus with the left, Jesus with a burning bush to the head. He's doing the water walk on his spine. Wait a minute, he's got the devil up. He's got him in a sleeper hole. This could be all for Satan. It could be, it's all over.
You got me this time, Reverend Billy, but remember, I'll be back.
Yes, when your soul is on the ropes, you can always count on him. We've got that sleeper hold on Satan and the body slam on sin. I thought my life was counted out, friends, till Jesus tagged on in. Now the devil is fading fast with a heavenly arm locked under the chin. Sleeper hold on Satan and the body slam on, body slam on, body slam on sin.
I was married once to Betty Lou and twice to Carol Sue. Those doggone women nearly drove me mad. I got hallucination blues.
I started using LSD. It gave me quite a kick. Better than booze and easy to use, but it made me mentally sick. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison and I won't be coming back. I took some knives and I killed my wives. I took off in the night. The LSD were offering me, I didn't know what I'd done. Until in court my case was heard, the sentence I got was life. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison and I won't be coming back. If you ever attempt to use LSD, think about this story I've told. Bring and ruin his drive, maybe cost your life and use up all you go. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison, got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to Waffle Prison and I won't be coming back. LSD made a wreck of me. LSD made a wreck of me. LSD made a wreck of me and I won't be coming back.
Oh my goodness, that guy seems to be mixing metaphors in the propaganda war against drugs. What was the year on that in the artist?
It's just the 60s, it says here on this
obviously,
thing. Which
obviously.
Is obviously, and I don't think he ever really did that stuff. But
it's
Wendell,
fairly apparent, yeah.
Wendell Austin and the Country Swings, that's following up on the sleeper hold of Satan. A couple moralistic tales here on Route 78
well,
West.
I don't know which one's funnier, because Reverend Billy Wirtz, if you go to his website, which is reverendbilly.com, you can see the guy is very much tongue-in-cheek. He takes a lot of cracks at the religious right during his shows, and it's kind of like a combination of really hot playing and stand-up comedy. But this last cat, man. He was totally in dead earnest about that, and I think that's almost even more hilarious.
Well, we're setting up here because we just want to come in and talk fast right now. There's another track here that obviously a shared reference here from Ted and myself. One of my favorite songs from driving back to Colorado when I was just a young kid. I actually hitchhiked and we drove around some, and they had an 8-track tape of Commander Cody, and I still remember this song, Inside Out.
Maybe mystery listener Ted is the guy who picked you up with the 8-track and played this song for you. Either that or it's Ted Danson. I'm not convinced.
We were trying to figure out what Ted does for a living. I was thinking he might be like an Amtrak train operator or something, but we're really off base. We're talking behind the scenes here. You guys don't have to listen to us talk all the time. So we're going to work on that one some more. Here's Sent Down to Seeds and Stems again. This is the live version, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, and seems to fit in this set.
Well, we got a sad little thing coming up next that Billy C. and Cody wrote. Called I Got the Down to Seeds and Stems Again Blues. Sitting alone Saturday night, watching the Late Late Show. A bottle of wine, some cigarettes, I got no place to go. Well, I saw your other man today. He was wearing my brand new shoe. And I'm down to see and stems again too. Well, I met my old friend Bob today from up in Bowling Green. He had the prettiest little gal that I'd ever seen, but I couldn't hide my tears at all, 'cause she looked just like you. And I'm down to seeds and stems again, too. Now everybody tells me there's other ways to get high. They don't seem to understand I'm too far gone to try. I'll be lonely memories, they're all I can do. I'm down to seeds and stems again too. My dog died just yesterday, left me all alone. The finance company dropped by today, it repossessed my home. That's just a drop in the bucket compared to losing you. I'm down to seeds and stems again. Got the down to seeds and stems again blue. Oh, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
summer, no sign of a storm. The stars shining bright, it was way before morn. I started in the drinking my time away. If I live to be 100, I'll rue that day. Now, boys, don't drink, for it'll shorten your years. If you do as I did, mix the 51 beers.
51 beers, 51 beers.
Just listen, I'll tell you what it did to me. Remember my warning and avoid misery. I stood up noisily, I bought for the house without any reason, called some guy loud.
51 beers, 51 beers.
He grabbed me with strength I never had seen. The boys told me later was that then I turned green. He fought like a lion, I fought like a mouse. I knew I was wrong when I called him a louse.
51 beers, 51 beers.
Window and I fell on my head. The boys picked me up and they pulled me in the bed. My wife called a doctor to quieten her tears. He gave her the verdict, was a 51 beers.
51 beers, 51 beers.
Next morning at 7, as soon as I woke, I got the bills for the windows I broke. All the wives I insulted, I dearly did pay. Now I'm just barely able to say.
51 beers, 51 beers.
It burst in my hamstring, it ran out in my ears. I thought I was dead from now on 3 years. With my liver, it damaged my gears. The night that I mixed up the 51 beers.
51 beers, 51 beers.
51 beers is too many beers.
51 beers.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob. Thought he was the slickest guy in town. When I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday, they got him in jailhouse way downtown.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now.
We're in the jailhouse now.
We're in the jailhouse now.
We're in the jailhouse now.
They told us once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. We're in the jailhouse now.
Well,
Well, after that litany of sinful songs, where else do you expect to be but in the jailhouse?
I don't know. That was an odd lead in there. That was actually...
Did you catch the common theme here on these last several songs?
Of course. That's why I played this song. Come on. But that was Willie Nelson with Webb Pierce in the jailhouse now, obviously. It's kind of fun having the old and the old and the modern. I didn't know
the old and the older?
It's a recent edition of an old song done differently than it used to be done. And right before that one was probably one of the funniest and bizarrest of all the stuff in terms of what Ted has sent us over the years. This one song is just deadpan droll, really sung in a key that's in the middle of where the rest of the song is. And that 51 Beers, Claude King, may have been sung while he was under the influence of 51 Beers.
Should have stopped at 49, really. I mean, 51's excessive.
51 is pretty excessive. I remember in my heyday, I could probably do a case.
Oh, don't even share.
Yeah, well, no, I want to share a little. I mean, college kids today have nothing on the kids in my generation. But
these kids these days, they don't know how to... drink, huh?
Well, they do know how
Boy,
to drink.
The folks at the University Hill Neighbors Association will be really irked at you for making comments like that, what with the recent rampage of alcohol-related deaths at this university. My goodness.
We do not advocate the drinking of more than two beers. Route 78 West.
I said stop at 49.
Yeah, stop.
You know, Luke ate 50 eggs.
Stop at 6. Anyway, I don't know. What are we talking about? We don't advocate doing anything at this point.
Except sending us records if you got some good ones.
Yeah, and, Jay, Webmaster Jay is sitting here. He's laughing, and we always talk while we're trying to talk. Sometimes we talk while we're on the air, but sometimes we...
What are you talking about?
We rattle here. So anyway, Jay says, I'll bet in one of the many expeditions to flea markets, record sales, and record stores in Denver, specifically probably Wax Tracks or Jerry's, I probably stood within 10, 12 feet of Ted, and he and I don't know it. So it's kind of fun.
The mystery listener who sends us all this good stuff. And, thanks also to Clark who called up, and he's going to send us some stuff in the mail, and he's sent us some fun Michael Nesmith stuff in the past as well. So we enjoy it when we hear from our listeners and get some feedback.
He's telling me about a cassette of some Sons of the Pioneer radio stuff, shows that we'll probably play one of these in its 15-minute length or something. And we get this stuff, but it's kind of fun. Yeah, you guys out there, if you do, you think there's something that audience and everybody, and the show from listening on this, think that it might be related, you can send it here to the radio station, or you can get through the website. We've got a secret address there. So
yeah, Route78West.com is the place to go, and you can see Web Wizard Jay's fine work there as well.